Audacity. St. Lucia and Martinique strengthening their collaboration on the Monday Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards. A visit by Martinique's Chief of Police to St. Lucia on Friday sought to strengthen a collaboration between the two countries, as MBC Prime News has been explaining.
As part of efforts to boost Border Patrol and regional policing, the Royal St. Lucia Police Force welcomed Martinique's Chief of Police, William Vaquette, to the island. Commissioner Vaquette's visit follows Prime Minister Honorable Philippe J. Pierre's December 14th meeting in Martinique. Today's visit will facilitate the implementation of matters discussed at the December 14th meeting. Vaquette, who spoke to the media in French, was translated by French Ambassador His Excellency Francis Etienne.
Il a été décidé,
we have decided to set up technical, operational actions, and this is the beginning today.
Donc aujourd'hui, je mets en œuvre les
décisions. So today we implement what has been promised by giving material to the police forces.
Ce matériel de police technique et scientifique aidera.
This technical and scientific material will help the police forces of St. Lucia to identify criminals, especially in ballistic expertise.
Also on the agenda, according to Vaquette, are discussions centered around joint maritime patrols.
Concrètement, des gendarmes français vont patrouiller à bord.
Speaking on one side, French gendarmes will take part in patrols led by Coast Guards here in St. Lucia to identify criminals or people suspicious coming from Martinique.
Et je tiens également à
dire, and I want to say and stress that cooperation is both ways. We've been helped in identifying criminals from St. Lucia, but from Martinique as well.
In Jamaica, Minister of Health and Wellness, Dr. Christopher Tufton, says the ministry is seeking to make workable adjustments in special care nursery facilities to prevent further challenges. This report is by CVM News.
The Ministry of Health and Wellness is looking to make adjustments to public health spaces following deficiencies found at special care nursery facilities by the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO. Nicola Brown has that follow-up.
Minister of Health and Wellness, Dr. Christopher Tufton, says the ministry is seeking to make workable adjustments in special care nursery facilities to prevent further challenges. This comes after 12 newborns died at the Victoria Jubilee Hospital last year, which led to the opposition calling for the minister's resignation. To reduce the cluster of bacterial infection detected at the hospital, the ministry invited the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, to conduct further investigation last October. Dr. Tufton notes in reviewing the findings, the ministry intends to work assiduously to avoid a recurrence.
Moving around people from one place to the next, it in some instances may mean even depriving other parts of the institution with the ideal numbers because there is a genuine staff shortage. The intention is to recognize the vulnerabilities of these neonates, the facility. Many of them compromised because they're in a highly sensitive area, and to see what adjustments could be made to move as quickly as possible to the recommended ratios.
He disclosed the ministry is looking to provide greater care for newborns in the public health sector. He says enabling earlier detection is paramount to decrease morbidity and mortality.
Our current assessment suggests a total of over 2,500 posts which have been requested and some agreement reached with the Ministry of Finance as part of its public sector restructuring arrangements for improvements in the numbers of our cadre of doctors. So we have additional posts. The challenge now is to fill those posts.
Dr. Tufton was speaking at the Terra Nova Hotel in St. Andrew on Tuesday. Nicola Brown, CVM Live.
St. Vincent and the Grenadines opposition leader, Dr. Goodwin Friday, is again appealing to the government to put policies in place to address homicides and other criminal activities in the country. He's been noting that the violence that is present touched him personally with the killing of his cousin in Bekwe last Saturday.
And when it touches you, you feel it more keenly. But it's something that I know that we've been dealing with throughout this country, and we have been speaking about that something needs to be done. People have to get the assurance from government that they understand that this is a problem that is can be addressed, it can be tackled, if they are proactive about it and if they feel that there is something that can be done. But if you think there is nothing that can be done, then get out of the way. In this community over the last weekend, on Thursday night, there was a stabbing. A young woman went home from work and was waylaid by someone who stabbed her, and she wound up in intensive care in the hospital in Kingstown. That happened on Thursday night. On Friday, there was another stabbing in this community here, in a bar, in Oka area, Hamilton. That person had to be rushed to hospital in Kingstown. And then, on Saturday, the execution-style gunning down of a businessman, a family man, at his home, his business place, in this community. This is a terrible tragedy to have occurred here in this community, or any community in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, to anyone, to any family. And we talk about crime and violence in this country over and over again that is creating fear amongst our people, that you cannot be safe. You cannot feel safe in your own home. You cannot feel safe in your property. You cannot feel safe on the streets of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And that is the pervading fear throughout this country.
The Welfare Department in Barbados will be investigating whether any of its 6,000 existing clients need to be bumped off the list of people receiving assistance and putting checks and balances in place to prevent further abuse of the system. Here's Barbados Today.
What we're doing is that we're looking at the list to determine if the circumstances of the people who are on the list have changed. And if they've changed, then to make sure that we put the people who deserve to be on the list on the list. And also part of the assessment would be to see if they need a different kind of intervention too. So for example, we might be assessing a household and we're giving one person in the house the support, and we may find that two people need the support. So I'm saying the number may not necessarily go down, but that the list will be more accurate. But I've also been very clear that we all know it, that there are people whose circumstances have changed. Some people are working because we've seen the evidence from the NAS and else who should benefit to be on the list.
Trinidad and Tobago may face serious social rebellion as cost of living, financial burdens continue to rise, analysts predicts. This comes from the Sunday Express. And it quotes Winford James, who says serious social rebellion is on the horizon for Trinidad and Tobago, with there appearing little the government can do to prevent it. The political analyst says. He says too that as the cost of living rises, incomes are lost or reduced, and more taxes and higher utility charges are expected in the coming year. The country's temperature is rising, he told the Sunday Express. Here's more.
James said changes to the socioeconomic landscape included a shrinking of the middle class. He said while some in the country still have money, increasingly, people either cannot meet the cost of living or are challenged to do so. He noted expected increases to electricity rates, while property tax still loomed. What we are sure about is that some serious rebellion and social rebellion is on the horizon, James stated. And I don't know the government has any way of preventing or turning around what is coming. He noted other proposed increases to some public services, and said, if they are going to bring TN Tech, increase it and bring WASA and increase it, and they may even want to bring telephone, TSTT increases as well, they are in for a social rebellion that I don't think they are prepared to deal with. He said if the state was to reconsider some burdens and find ways to mitigate current economic challenges, they may escape the wrath of the population. He said the population already faced increased burdens since 2019 and the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, including higher food prices. This was met by the Russia/Ukraine conflict, which drove up the cost of goods and services globally and trickled down to consumers worldwide. James said there has been a lowering of the standards of living, while supermarket prices rise and salaries have not increased. A former lecturer at the University of the West Indies, James said the salaries of many in the middle class have not increased for years and years and years,